Let me pray for us as we begin. Father, we are grateful, Panginoon, sa gabi pong ito. Pray, O God, that you would give us wisdom and insight as we hear your word preached, that you would work in us through your Holy Spirit. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Si Warren Buffett, isa po sa mga pinakamayaman sa buong mundo. He has a net worth of around 100.5 billion US dollars. Siya po ay nasa business for a long time. He started na mag-invest po when he was 11 years old. Ako po ay 34. I have never tried investing, but he was investing when he was 11 years old. And you might think na yung kanya pong career bilang tao sa business is smooth sailing, na wala pong mga aberya sa kanyang naging career. But Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the planet, also experienced rejection. At 19 years old, he tried to get in dun po sa kanyang dream university, which is Harvard School of Business. But it didn't happen. Sa isa pong interview para sa isang biography for him, he shared how his application went wrong. This is what it says. I looked about 16, and emotionally, I was about 9. I spent 10 minutes with a Harvard alumnus who was doing the interview, and he assessed my capabilities and turned me down. Rejection, refusal, dismissal, abandonment. I'm pretty sure lahat po tayo ay naka-experience ito in one form or another. Maybe meron po kayong application sa isang dream job na hindi po natupad. Or katulad ni Warren Buffett, nung kayo po ay nag-aaral, you try to get into a university na gusto po ninyong pasukan, and yet, it didn't happen. You were asking for a raise sa inyong pong mga sahod now that you're here abroad, or even yung simpleng application po ng leave, but yung sagot po ng inyong mga amo sa inyo ay no. Yung ating pong pasahe sa gabing ito continues from the Gospel of John. And what we'll see is that ito pong pinag-aaralan natin from 2 weeks back, this Logos, this eternal Word who created the world, the light, this life, the light that shines in the darkness and gives light and life to men, this Jesus has experienced rejection. Ang ating pong main point, if you're writing, is this. Jesus, the true light, the Son of God, was rejected so that those who believe in Him by faith would become children of God. Again, Jesus, the true light, the Son of God, was rejected so that those who believe in Him by faith would become children of God. We have two parts. Number one, Jesus, the true light, the Son of God, was rejected. And number two, those who believe in Jesus by faith become children of God. Simula po tayo. Verse 11, Jesus, the true light, the Son of God, was rejected. Sabi po dito sa verse 11, He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. Kung maalala po natin last week, Pastor Eric preached to us from verse 4, which talks about the one who possesses life. And ito pong life na to was the light of men. And then in verses 6 to 8, we were introduced dito po sa tao by the name of John. Hindi po si John na sumulat ng gospel, but John the Baptist. Verse 8 tells us that ito pong si John was not the light, but he came to bear witness dun po sa true light. And in verse 9, ito pong true light na ito, binabanggit po doon, was coming into the world. And as we have studied, ito pong light na ito is none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to His own. Last week, He was coming. In our passage tonight, He came. Nung sinimulan po natin itong series na ito on Emmanuel, one of the things that we highlighted is yung pong divinity ng Panginoon, yung kanya pong pagka-Diyos, hindi po ba? How Jesus was the eternal Logos, the one who was the Word, and the one who was with God, and the one who was God. This is the deity of Christ. And as we move on, makita po natin na hindi lamang po yung divinity ng Panginoong Jesus ang hina-highlight ni John, but even yung pong kanyang humanity. As verse, yung ating pong passage sa gabi ito tells us that he came to his own. And next week, we will see in verse 14, it tells us that he became flesh and dwelt among us. I like how the Nicene Creed describes ito pong divinity and humanity ng ating Panginoon with these words. It says, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And further it says, who, Jesus, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. But what's also interesting dito po sa ating pasahe is the other half of verse 11. It says there, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. In some ways, this is one of the saddest verses in Scripture. The Logos went to his own home, but wala po siyang welcome na natanggap. Mas marami pa pong welcome sa naiya. Jesus went to his own people, the nation of Israel, but as a whole, they rejected him. And we should not be surprised by this. Kung nabasa po natin yung account ng Gospels about the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, we see that Jesus faced a lot of rejection. For example, in Matthew chapter 8, nung pinalayas po niya yung demon dun sa dalawang lalaki, and he sent these demons over to the pigs na kung saan yung pong mga baboy, they jumped over to the sea and they drowned. Nagsumbong po yung nag-aalaga ng baboy, and he told it to the city, and this is what they responded. Verse 34, and behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Why are you here? Sinisira mo yung kabuhayan namin. We don't want you here. And remember that scene in Luke chapter 4, nung siya po ay nagsisimula sa kanyang ministry, when he went into Nazareth, and he went inside the synagogue, and he stood up, he was asked to read yung pong scroll, and he took the scroll from the prophet Isaiah, which reads, yung pong, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then after he read the scroll, he sat down, and then he said, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Ano po yung sabi ng mga tao in verse 22 ng Luke chapter 4? All spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And sabi po nila, is not this Joseph's son? Nasaan po yung rejection, you will ask? Well, if you read yung pong sinagot ng ating Panginoon doon, he gave an example ng mga Old Testament prophets. What he points out in Luke chapter 4 from verses 23 onwards is that kung yung pong ministry ng ating Panginoon were to be understood correctly, he would be rejected like the prophets of old. Na kung saan yung pong mga prophets of the history of Israel, they were not just scorned, they were not just persecuted, they were even killed. And yung po yung gagawin sa ating Panginoon, Jesus not only cites ito pong principles na to kung paano po tinrato ng Israel yung kanyang mga prophets, but he also emphasized that the blessings came to the Gentiles, not the people of Israel. For example, yung pong story ni Elijah with the widow ng Zarephath. Another example of which was noong napagaling po si Naaman, who was a Syrian soldier. At nung narinig po ng mga Hudyo itong mga stories ito, giving emphasis dun po sa mga Gentiles receiving blessings from the prophets and the Jews forsaking, killing their prophets, ano po yung sinagot nila? They said this, they rose up and drove him out of town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built. Bakit? So that they could throw him off the cliff. They have been trying to kill Jesus. And at one point, they had been successful. During dun po sa Passion Week ng ating Panginoon, a lot of people rejected him, abandoned him. Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. Yung pong mga tao, they were before Pilate, they chose a rebel, they chose an insurrectionist, they chose a murderer by the name of Barabbas instead of Christ, who did nothing wrong. Peter denied him. Not once, not twice, but three times. Nung siya po ay inaresto in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Gospel of Mark tells us that all his disciples left him and fled. The chief priests and the scribes mocked him with one another. Yung pong mga tao who were hanging on the cross with him reviled him as well. These people did not believe the message of Jesus Christ, and so they rejected him. They did not believe him to be the Messiah because they had a different picture of who the Messiah was. So, nireject po nila ang ating Panginoon. But rejection is not the only response sa ating Panginoon that John mentioned sa ating passage. Which brings us to point number two. Those who believe in Jesus by faith become children of God. Verses 12 and 13. It says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, I want us to pause for a bit and look back sa kung ano po yung ginagawa ni John as he presents his gospel account. He starts by taking us back from eternity past and talking about this Word who was in the beginning, who was with God, and who was God. He tells us that this Word created everything that was created, and that in Him was life, and this life was the light of men. And then he says that this Word, ito pong life na ito, ito pong light na ito, came to his own. And there are two responses to his coming. It's either people would reject him, or that people would receive him. And ito pong receiving na to is described to be believing in his name. This is what faith is, believing in Christ. It is as if John presented us with evidence on who Christ is, and that he is God, and that this God came down. What are you going to do about him? How are you going to respond? Will you reject him? Or will you receive him and believe what John says about him? And to those who receive him, those who believed in his name, those who put their faith in him, he gave the right to become children of God. This is the language of belonging to God's family. Lahat po ng who welcomed Jesus as their Lord are reborn spiritually, receiving new life from God, experiencing spiritual rebirth. Basically, it's new birth. And this is the language of regeneration. Being made alive. Being given a new heart. Why? Because yung pong spiritual condition ng tao is that we are dead. We are dead in our sins. The only thing that we long to do is to sin. And what else could a dead man do but stink? Hindi po ba? Listen to how Paul describes us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. This was who we are. When we were not yet in Christ, this was true of us. Now, if you're here at hindi ka Kristiyano, you don't have the right relationship with Christ, this is true of you. But there is great news for all of us. God is gracious and merciful. Matapos pong i-elaborate ni Apostle Paul yung pong kondisyon ng tao, he tells this, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses," what did He do? He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And He repeated that. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." This is what God has done for us in Christ. But how is it possible? Meron bang formula yon? Is there a set of words that I have to recite or memorize perhaps? Are there sets of rules that I have to do and follow? Meron bang qualifications in order to belong to that family of God? Is there anything that I should do, I should say, or I should act or achieve in order to attain that? Well, Paul says it is by God's grace. And John in our passage concurs this. Sabi po dun, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Yung question po that we're trying to answer here is that how does one person become born again? How is one saved? Yung answer po doon, based on the passages that we have read, definitely is not by our own decision. It's not by our own will. Yung emphasis po dito is not on ethnic descent, not on biological lineage, but it's dependent upon spiritual birth. Ito pong new birth or being born again, so to speak, does not come by natural descent, not by blood. Hindi po namamana yung pagiging born again. Inasmuch as we parents would like our children to be Christians, they have to make that decision for themselves. Hindi po natin pwedeng ipamana yan. It's not a result of human decision or the will ng flesh, Not even the will of man. Yung pong birth of a child of God is not a natural work. Not a natural birth. It is supernatural work of God in regeneration. And this is by the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit that causes yung pong regeneration. Now, yung pong faith na binabanggit doon, the faith that we exercise in order to respond, guess what? It's not of your own. It's a gift of God. Even that faith is by grace. It all starts from God. So through faith in Christ, ito pong new birth na ito changes us from the inside out, rearranging yung ating pong attitudes, yung ating pong desires, yung ating pong mga motives. If being born makes you physically alive and places you dun po sa parents or sa family ng iyong mga magulang, being born of God makes you spiritually alive and puts you in God's family. That's why we call one another brothers and sisters. That's why this church is described in Scripture as the household of God. So have you asked Christ to make you a new person? Ito pong fresh start in life is available to all who believe in Christ. Mga kapatid, you may be here na kung saan you have been invited by a friend or a colleague from work. You might be asked to come over tonight because wala po kayong gagawin. Or you are here and you know that you are running away from Christ. You have been rejecting Him your whole life as if you don't want anything to do with Him. This is God's grace for you. Do not reject Him. And so I invite you, I plead with you that you would cling to Christ. That you would respond in the right way before Christ. Do not reject Him, but believe in Him. Receive Him and you will become a child of God. Maaring we are looking at our lives at iniisip natin na yung ating pong past has been so messed up that there is no way for God to accept me because of what I have done in the past. Mga kapatid, if you come to Jesus, He will never cast you out. Perhaps marami tayong objections. Hindi, kasi ganito ako, hindi, ganito ako, hindi, ganyan ako. You have a lot of buts, but Jesus will in no way cast you out. Yung pong mga burdens ninyo, yung pong inyong mga problema, yung pong inyong mga heartaches, yung inyong experiences in the past that's not so good, those are the things that actually qualify you to come to Him. Stop rejecting. Stop resisting. Matthew 11:29 says, as Jesus invites us, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And the same goes para po sa atin who are members of this church. If you're a member of the church, this is also a message for you. You're here and you might think na since member ka ng church, you're here every week, you're attending community groups, that you are not prone in rejecting Christ. So you think. Mga kapatid, whenever we commit sin, whatever that may be, we are rejecting Christ. When we lie, when we cheat at work, or when we cheat in school, we treasure yung pong reason kung bakit tayo nagsisinungaling, kung bakit tayo nandadaya. It may be success, it might be passing, it might be promotion, it could be fame. We're treasuring those things. We prize it more than we prize Christ. As a husband or a wife, whenever you argue with your spouse or your kids, you reject Christ and His call for humility. In Christ-likeness. As a single person or an individual, whenever you commit sexual sin or participate or consume pornography, filled with greed, you reject Christ and the satisfaction that He alone provides. Yung point po nito is not for us to see how better we are compared dun sa mga Jews who rejected Him. The point is for us to see how similar we are in rejecting Christ. And how dire yung ating pong sitwasyon and how in need we are of a Savior. We may not be blatant in rejecting Christ because we say we are Christians, we love Christ. But our action sometimes speaks otherwise. Hindi po ba? We have rejected Christ. We have committed sins. It was our sins that nailed Him on the cross. Pero meron pong isang rejection in Scripture that mattered the most. There was a rejection that Christ had experienced that was necessary for the sake of His people. It was God's rejection. Remember, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, in Mark chapter 15, verse 34, He says, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, yung binasa po ni Brother James kanina, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was rejected even by the Father. Because God is so pure and so holy, He cannot even look at sin. Ito pong eternal word that we have been talking about for the past 3 weeks, this true light, the Son of God, who was in eternal fellowship with the Father and the Spirit, was rejected. And it's not surprising. The prophet Isaiah says this about Christ in Isaiah 53, verses 2 hanggang 6. "For He grew up before Him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at Him, and no beauty that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Why was He on the cross? Well, apart from being the plan ng Godhead from eternity past, He was there because He was paying for the sins of those who would put their faith in Him. Your sins nailed Him there. My sins nailed Him there. So that 2 Corinthians 5:21 would say, "For our sake He had been made sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." In a certain sense, we killed Christ. Mga kapatid, but He did not remain dead, for in 3 days, He rose again, victorious over death and over sin. And this guaranteed that we have a Savior who has won over sin and over death. And we can put our faith in Him and not reject Him because He is God and salvation is through Him alone. John has testified that Jesus is the light. Jesus Himself shines as the true light. And it's time for your verdict. Will you ignore Him as you pursue your own agenda? Will you flat out reject Him because He confronts yung inyong pong pride? Or will you receive Him by believing in His name so that you become His child that is born of God? Brothers and sisters, Jesus, the true light, the Son of God, was rejected so that those who believe in Him by faith would become children of God. Let us pray together. Father, we thank You for reminding us of the goodness and the grace that we have received from Christ. I pray, O Lord, that as a response sa message pong ito, that we would continue to trust in You, and that people would put their faith and repent of their sins and look forward, Panginoon, to having You as our Savior and Lord. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.